tropical downpours, the high temperatures will scale back down a little bit to the lower 90s and lows at night in the mid-70s. You can stay on top of the tropical action by downloading our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Attorneys for Aaron Smith filed a motion Monday requesting a new immunity hearing. Smith is a Montgomery police officer charged in the 2016 murder of Greg Gunn. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says his office hasn't had a chance to respond yet, but says it is a frivolous motion. Montgomery police have arrested three teens on burglary and theft charges. They say a 16-year-old and two 15-year-olds broke into a store in the 1200 block of Northeastern Boulevard and stole 13 guns. Those weapons have not been recovered. And Montgomery police say 20-year-old Shakira Harris is charged with second-degree rape following an investigation into an inappropriate relationship with a minor. She remains in the Montgomery County Jail on a $30,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Frightening moments on board a Delta flight that took off from Atlanta. The pilot suddenly radioing air traffic control, saying they had an engine out.
After pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges, Jeffrey Epstein sits in a Manhattan jail cell. President Trump distanced himself from the billionaire socialite.
I wasn't a fan.
Outside Phoenix, police say a 17-year-old was stabbed to death at a gas station because he was playing rap music.
A man armed with a knife downtown Seattle Street sent shoppers scrambling.
Several stabbing victims. At this point.
The family of one-year-old Chloe Wiegand is disputing initial accounts that she slipped through her grandfather's hands.
The one-and-a-half-year-old died Sunday afternoon after plummeting 150 feet from Deck 11 of the Freedom of the Seas.
One of the more colorful characters ever to run for president of the United States has died. Ross Perot, the self-made Texas billionaire. Ross Perot was 89.
I was Texas-born, Texas-bred, and Texarkana-raised, and when I die, I'll be Texas-deep.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, I'm so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Can't go wrong with that. That any caller can get in on that one now. Any caller can do that. So give us a buzz and let us know. Ask questions, give comments, give your points. We love that stuff. Okay, let's continue on with Rudy. Now, Rudy, and again, when you hear Rudy kind of start launching off on stuff, you kind of know something's going on. And here's going to be talking about kind of prosecutorial misconduct. Listen to this.
You can't offer a get-out-of-jail-free card and then feed people what you want them to say.
No, and you can't put a man like Manafort in solitary confinement for 7 months and bring him in 13 times like Weissman did, tell him what to say, and when he tells you it's not true, send him back to solitary confinement and bring him out in 4 more days, unless you're trying to suborn perjury. Well, you don't give a damn if he's suborning perjury. And you can't do what he did to Corsi. I got the documents on that. They got caught red-handed in that. And
we had to go
to the Justice Department and get them slapped across the face for being a bunch of unethical, disgraceful prosecutors, which is what they are. And all this lionizing of Mueller is disgraceful, and that's what you're going to find out. These guys are the guys that need to be investigated.
Well, we've been investigating the investigators. We're learning an awful lot that I don't like. Look, I want truth and justice, but you can't say sing or compose or we're going to put you in jail. Say what we want or we'll put you in jail.
Only if you have the liberal media, which makes you into some kind of a king for doing that and a prince, when in fact this is like this is the scourge of people who are civil libertarians, prosecutors like this. That's why you got a guy like Alan Dershowitz in shock that these people are being lionized like this.
You can kind of hear, what I'm kind of getting to is that you can kind of see that he's setting something up here.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you have the Sidney Powell portion for Michael Flynn. I think you've got the Mueller, and I thought the way he did it kind of threw in the Paul Manafort and the solitary confinement coming out, this kind of stuff. Because once you get a bad guy, and Weissman's on both those cases, once you get a bad guy and he's got a track record here, then I think you've got something here. And I can see this getting set up. I just kind of feel Rudy kind of moving in this direction. Okay, so now Mueller's going to be talking about Comey and the unverified dossier.
How does Mueller justify FARA investigations? You and I both know that that's usually fill out the form, fine, see you later, or loan applications or taxi medallions, all of which and taxes from, a decade gone by, and ignore Steele's dirty dossier that the other candidate that was used to spy on a campaign.
He was a hitman. He didn't care for the. He wouldn't have hired Weissman if he cared about the truth, would he? He wouldn't have hired Jeannie Ray, the counsel to Clinton's the Clinton Foundation.
We're going to put you in jail, and I'll be right next to you because these people don't.
I wouldn't hire people like that. They wouldn't see the inside of my U.S. Attorney's office. I'd have kicked them out. I mean, when he did that, I said to myself, "What the heck is wrong with him?" Well, then I figured out what's wrong with him. He's basically asleep. And the reality is that this was a plot from the very beginning to frame Trump. That's what you're going to find out. It's rather complex. It has a whole counterintelligence spin to it. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And why is this the first time somebody sat down with Steele for 15 hours? Comey never did it. It was unverified. Hey, you're the director of the FBI. You're supposed to verify, jerk. You're supposed to verify. Don't tell me you can't verify. Man, I'd have thrown him out of the office if I were the attorney general. You come to me as the president and you tell me the thing is unverified and you've had it for 4 months and you haven't bothered to verify it
and find out
it's a bunch of crap?
He signed off in October 2016.
He had 4 months to verify it,
and
Sean.
And 4 months later, he said it's unverified.
He should have been embarrassed walking into the president of the United States or the president-elect of the United States and saying it's unverified. Unverified, you had 4 months to verify it, and you run the most competent, effective law enforcement agency in the world, or at least you claim you do, and you ruined it, pal, because they're all ashamed of you, and they should be ashamed of Mueller. You look back on Mueller's record now with an eye at what he was doing, and you look at that whole Whitey Bulger thing, and you say, wow, this was predictable.
Okay. Notice one thing that he said. He said Mueller was asleep.
Yes.
Meaning that he wasn't paying attention to what the kids were doing while he was taking his nap.
Right.
And the kids were doing all this bad stuff. And I think that's the cover they're going to try to give Mueller. They're going to have to go, look, you just weren't paying attention. Who was really running the show was Weissman, Strzok, Page, and this whole group of people. And they told you all this stuff, and you didn't check it out, and you took it for a fact. And then you put that in your in your report, but the beginnings of the report, the fruit of the poisonous tree, people were giving you stuff that you didn't go out and verify.
And did I just hear Rudy Giuliani call James Comey a jerk? You jerk?
Very, very New York of him. Very wow. New York of him. But do you see what the canary is singing here? And he's telling you stuff. And so, I've learned to pay attention to this. Okay, now he's going to be talking about Mueller's testimony. And that's why I'm saying his hair is going to get messed up.
What do you predict on Wednesday? Because I think when Jim Jordan and Doug Collins and Matt Gaetz and a few others ask these questions, how did you investigate things but not the dirty dossier from Russia that was used to really influence the election and used to spy on the opposition party?
How'd you do the investigation in the first place when your lead agent, Peter Strzok, had done the original investigation and concluded there was no evidence of collusion? And he texted to his girlfriend, there's no there there. He didn't tell you there's no there there. He told his girlfriend, but not you. Why? Because you don't show up at the office? Because you're behind an iron curtain? I saw the guy one time in a year and a half. I heard him speak for an hour and a half one time. I called him the Wizard of Oz because he was behind the curtain and would be, we're going to take it to Bob. We're going to take it to Bob.
Wow.
Bob is in charge, pal. When I was the U.S. attorney, I was in charge. I was in charge of the commission case. I was in charge of the case against Boesky. I was in charge, not a bunch of assistants. Sure, they helped a lot, but I was the guy on the line, and I wasn't behind some iron curtain or some curtain like it. Well, he's going to be out of the curtain, and we're going to find out answers, and let's see if Bob can answer them.
I think he's going to have a tough time Wednesday. It's not going to go the way the media thinks. Mr. Mayor, good to see you.
I doubt it. And, it would be very interesting to see if he does another stumbling and bumbling like he did for his 9 minutes.
Interesting. So Barr's the good cop. Rudy Giuliani's the bad cop. And the in-between players are going to be Jim Jordan. It's going to be Collins and other folks like that. I wish Trey Gowdy was still on that committee.
Me too.
That would have been beautimous.
Oh, look at this. You have some Trey Gowdy.
Some Trey Gowdy? Mm-hmm. How did that happen? No. Okay, Trey Gowdy's going to be talking about Steele, the interview with Steele.
Were you surprised to hear that apparently the Department of Justice has now finally interviewed Christopher Steele, the former British spy who helped put together that dossier?
Pleasantly surprised. The only way Michael Horowitz can issue the kind of report that he wants to issue that we would benefit from is to interview every single witness. I cannot imagine a more seminal witness than Christopher Steele. So kudos to them for going to Europe and interviewing him, because they certainly couldn't make him come here.
They interviewed him for 16 hours. Any word? Have you heard anything from your peers in Washington when we're going to know some answers, when the Horowitz report's going to come out?
No, Ansley, the good thing about Michael Horowitz is he's happy to talk to anyone about timing, but he's not going to talk about substance. And I'm not a member anymore, so I wouldn't even ask him about timing. I've heard that it's been delayed a little bit, in part because of the new witnesses that have come forward, but also in part because, I mean, think Horowitz is having to read this report in a skiff, in a secure room.
Right.
A lot of the report's going to be classified. I think... Look, we all wanted it yesterday, but I'm willing to postpone when I get it to have the most thorough accounting of what happened over that year and a half time period as possible.
As we would say. So, and I think Trey Gowdy is spot on. This is what I've been saying all along, is that I would rather have a thorough, because this is so big, a thorough report that really lays out the who, what, when, where, and why, and gets you to the end result. And I cannot wait to hear the Democrats try to discredit all of this. And here's an Obama appointee, Inspector General, a very respected U.S. attorney from Connecticut. We haven't heard anything about Huber from Utah either.
Right.
Which is running another track. I'm telling you, folks, I think this is going to be coming to this giant collision of stars. They're going to go in and have a bright supernova here. Okay, so Trey Gowdy is going to stay on this. And who else should be interviewed here?
So, Trey, who else do you want to hear from? Who else besides Steele do we need to hear from?
I don't know everyone that Horowitz has interviewed, but you're going to have to hear with respect to that factual predicate in early 2016. You know, we repeatedly asked the Bureau, when did this investigation into the Trump campaign begin? And they always said July of 2016, which is when Peter Strzok initiated it. I want to talk to the agent who was handling Steele. I want to talk to anyone who can shed light on when the world's premier, most powerful law enforcement agency decided to investigate a presidential campaign. So, look, Horowitz was a prosecutor before he became IG, really smart guy. There's nothing I can tell him he doesn't already know. Go find everyone who knows anything. And then write the most thorough apolitical report you possibly can.
Okay, by the way, this was that was Trey Gowdy this morning on Fox and Friends. So this is some pretty current stuff. This wasn't one of these last night type deals like I pull all these other cuts from. News on 93.1, we have so much more right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor. Trouble with those allergies again?
Yep. Tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive. 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Trey Gowdy here. Now, he's going to change the subject matter. He's going to go into this switching the legal team on the census question. And listen to how he answers this.
Let's switch gears to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court a while back came out and said regarding the census question, you could ask it, but the way you've formulated this, your paperwork, don't like it, sent it back. Well, now we heard yesterday, Mr. Gowdy, that the DOJ was going to switch the entire legal team because certain members said, you know what, we're out on the next phase. But now the judge on the case said, no, not so fast. You're all still back on the case unless she gave me a really good reason.
Yeah, I have a ton of confidence in Attorney General Barr, and my guess is he's just now getting involved in this. I think the department has not handled this well, and Commerce has not handled this well, even dating back to when I was in Congress. It's a pretty simple question. Why did you add that citizenship question to the census? And there are 1,000 reasons that are all legitimate and good. There are only a couple that would be nefarious. So the inability to tell the truth about why that question was added to the census has hurt the U.S. government's position. And from a timeliness standpoint, you can't go in front of a judge and say, hey, look, you got to hurry up. And oh, by the way, we're going to switch out our entire legal team. Mm-hmm. The Department of Justice speaks with one voice. I mean, I don't really care the individual opinions of the women and men at the Department of Justice. The United States government speaks with one voice. So if I'm a judge, I'm kind of wondering, why are you switching out lawyers at this point when you've been asking me to go, that time was of the essence? Yep. Why now? And why are you switching out your team?
Okay, and Barr is going to send his top dog in to go argue that whole case. And here's where I think the argument's going to be, or I've had people who know something about the legal profession tell me this, is that, Judge, you know, a client has the ability to change his team out if he feels it's in his best interest, in the best interest of what he's doing. That's just a right that courts honor and give, and that's the way he's going to argue this, and or have somebody argue that for him. And they didn't do a job that we felt that they should have done. Nothing disrespectful to them, but we now have a team in place or want a team that we feel that can do the job, and we should have the right and the ability to do that, period. And I think that could get fast-tracked to an appellate process if it gets denied based on that foundation. So, in talking to attorneys, I've gotten that information. So, all this is kind of coming to a head. It's very fascinating. I can, you know, always talk about what the chatter level is. Well, the chatter level is interesting within itself, but what we're now getting down to is that these things are starting to come together, and there's as much as what people are saying, but there's a whole bunch of stuff of what people aren't saying. Notice we're not hearing Brennan, we're not hearing Clapper, and we haven't heard much from Comey. And about as much as you're going to hear from him will be some kind of tweet that is kind of, you have to get your guide out to figure out what he's really saying within the tweet. But this thing is coming to pass here. I can kind of feel it. So you guys hang on. Guys, if you've got mosquitoes around your house, I want you to do something for me. I want you to call Levon at Mosquito Shield. I tell you what, I have enjoyed from the 3rd of July to last night, it has been a delight to be out on my deck with the fountain and the swimming pool. Thank you, David Fagan and Fagan Pool. All the way to no mosquitoes whatsoever. Now, I asked my guests, I said, have you noticed something that's missing here? And they'll go, what? I said, no mosquitoes. That's because of the Mosquito Shield. Levon Russell, Levon's his name. Getting rid of those pesky mosquitoes is his game. Get ready to copy this telephone number. Take advantage of it. You got plenty of days left to enjoy outside and enjoy it without those pests around. 334-513-2940, 513-2940. Tell them you're a Damar Show listener. Ask for the Damar Show first application special, $29.95. Give them a call. You'll really enjoy the service. Damar Show will be back right after this.
on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is facing the media this afternoon to answer questions on his handling of a 2008 sex trafficking case involving financier Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta helped to arrange a secret plea deal that led Epstein to avoid federal prosecution. House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Catherine Clark is calling for Acosta to step down.
They choose the powerful and the wealthy over the vulnerable and children. And we see it repeated over and over. So we again are calling for the resignation of Secretary Acosta.
President Trump says he feels very badly for Acosta. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. resigned after leaked cables revealed he called the Trump administration inept.
Kim Darroch's resignation greeted with regret by British Prime Minister Theresa May. The Prime Minister's spokesperson saying there have been initial conversations with police about the leak.
Fox's Simon Owen reporting. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Out in the Gulf of Mexico, potential tropical cyclone 2 has formed. It'll pass south of Alabama, but it will enhance our rain chances over the next few days. Today, though, we have a heat advisory in effect. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index maybe as high as 107. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 77. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be around at times. There will be a few tropical downpours. The high temperatures will scale back down a little bit to the lower 90s and lows tonight in the mid-70s. You can stay on top of the tropical action by downloading our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's pick up some of these other stories that we've got surrounding here. We spent enough time on this. Appeals court likely to rule Obamacare unconstitutional. This is CBS Morning.
The Affordable Care Act and the health coverage of millions of Americans could face a major threat to its future this morning. A federal appeals court in New Orleans appears ready to rule that a core provision of Obamacare is unconstitutional. When could we see a decision on this?
Well, Anthony, we don't know exactly when the appeals court will rule, but it's clear that whichever side loses this case is almost certain to appeal to the Supreme Court. Now, the court had previously ruled that the Affordable Health Care Act is constitutional because Congress has the power to tax people. It held that if people had to pay a penalty for not buying insurance, that was effectively a tax. But in 2017, Congress eliminated the penalty. So now the court will decide if the rest of the Affordable Health Care Act is still constitutional. In December, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the law is unconstitutional without the tax. The Trump administration agreed with that ruling and refused to defend the law. So multiple states with Democratic attorneys general and the House of Representatives stepped in to defend the law. But Anthony, if the law is overturned, nearly 20 million people could lose their health insurance. Children would no longer be covered until the age of 26, and it could affect people with pre-existing conditions. All of this, of course, sets up a potential Supreme Court showdown right in the middle of the 2020 campaign.
Interesting. Also, what it does is it sets up the ability to come up with another health plan where you add some of the things in that people are concerned about, pre-existing conditions, with the caveat of if you have a pre-existing condition, you can get insurance, but after 2 years, if you don't buy and keep that insurance, after 2 years, something happens, you're on your own. And that's because that's what one of the things that ruined the whole thing. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today?
In and out of the cloud cover here.
Is it overcast?
Off and on.
Okay.
Very dark and then very, very bright. So it's going to do something sooner or later, just like it usually does.
There you go.
I got a good downpour in my neighborhood yesterday afternoon, two of them.
Yeah, so like somebody turned on a faucet or a hydrant or a hose and sprayed my yard or my deck for a little bit, and then it just went away.
Yeah. You know, it's I guess you probably already reported this about Donald Trump winning on the emoluments clause thing, how they decided not to even bring the case to court, the three-judge federal panel.
Yeah, we had not gotten into that only because there was not an adequate piece to that would do it. I was hoping I would see something tonight on the network news.
Yeah, I just heard a mention on the in-between breaks news, so I didn't know if I guess you had heard that. But gosh, here's another court case that Donald Trump has won. He's won just about all of them except for the Twitter case.
And what's happening here is that, I mean, he won that one that one he got in the Ninth Circuit, which shocked me. But he's always going to win on the appellate process.
Oh, yeah. Now, the charges being brought to this gentleman, this pervert, in New York, isn't that by the Southern District of New York that's been after Donald Trump's tax returns, or is this a different group of guys?
It's the same group of guys, but they haven't been after his tax returns. They've been kind of, you know, wondering, you know, did he break any other law because of what Michael Cohen said? But, you know, the guy who's the U.S. attorney there has recused himself from anything Trump.
Oh, very interesting. Isn't he the one that's been bringing all the charges up against Trump?
No.
Oh, nobody.
Yeah, nobody's brought charges from that. They've talked about it, but nobody's brought charges.
Wow, okay. So it's this Southern District of New York that is just in a constant state of suit. And here again, the Democrats are doing absolutely nothing with our government. Absolutely. In fact, they're doing less than nothing.
Well, they're doing damage because they're doing nothing, particularly on the border issue. Hopefully we'll get into the border issue today, but we're going to have Ken Cuccinelli, the former Attorney General of Virginia, talking about what's going on, and the fact the numbers have gone down, but they haven't gone down enough. Why? Because of legislation.
Yeah, they are not going to. Yeah, and until they change the legislation. And it also seems like the New York Times and the Miami Herald and all these people are pretty much directing the Congress's investigations. Every time they come out with a story, Congress is going to investigate it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem the Justice Department or anybody's involved in these investigations, only the newspapers.
Well, only a newspaper in Nadler.
Yeah.
And Adam Schiff.
Well, now, is what's his name still going to testify, Mueller?
Mueller's supposed to testify a week from today. Now, okay. I think that he may not end up testifying and taking kind of Bill Barr's, you know, you don't have to testify type of thing. We'll, you know, you said you didn't want to, and you don't have to. And I think that's a win-win situation for Trump and for Barr. If he testifies, you say, well, we told you you didn't have to, but they're going to mess him up pretty badly. And if he doesn't testify and they start getting antsy about it, the Dems, then down the track is going to come the big old choo-choo train that's going to run over people that are standing on that track.
Boy.
Name Jerry Nadler.
Good. Good. Let's line up the rest of them on the damn track, too, while we're at it. There's a lot of them. Probably about half of them in D.C., so.
Amen.
Very interesting news. Fascinating. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Weird Tap. I appreciate you. Stay cool out there. 272-9228. One of my total unfavorite people in the world, Tom Stivert. This guy is unbelievable. And the more I learn about him, the more hypocritical he is. You know, he made this big announcement that he was going to give half of his money away to charity and good causes of all the billions that he made. Mm-hmm. Guess what one of his good causes is? Impeach Donald Trump.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay, wonderful.
Dude, I hate people that do that crap.
Wait, he's estimated at $1.6 billion, so he's going to give $800 million away?
And part of it was to impeach Donald Trump. Other part is to help the environment. Guess where he made all his money? In the coal and oil and gas industry, doing leverage hedge funds. So obviously his guilt is beyond him, so he's got to go do something about the environment. Do you know one of the things that he said would be best for the environment? Impeach Donald Trump. You want to lose weight? Impeach Donald Trump.
Wow.
Are you having a hard time sleeping? Impeach Donald Trump. Is your marriage a wreck? Impeach Donald Trump. We'll fix that. So Ed O'Keefe is going to be talking about one of my total unfavorite guys. This guy is pompous run amok. Listen to him.
On the road to 2020 this morning, the crowded Democratic field is getting a new candidate. Billionaire Tom Steyer announced his bid in a campaign video.
We have a society that's very unequal, and it's really important for people to understand that this society is connected.
Ed O'Keefe is tracking the race from Washington. Ed, you talked to Steyer in February. What did he tell you
Listen
back then?
This. Well, Tony, at the time he said he wouldn't run for president, saying he wanted to focus instead on increasing public support for impeaching President Trump. But now Steyer's campaign says he'll focus initially on environmental policy and ways to revamp the nation's political system. The 62-year-old billionaire former hedge fund manager from California is a major Democratic Party donor and environmental activist. His decision to jump in comes as another Californian, Congressman Eric Swalwell, announced he's dropping out of the presidential race. The first candidate to do so since the debates.
Ed, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren announced some big second quarter fundraising totals, but how does she stack up against the rest of the field?
Yeah, pretty well. She says she raised a little more than $19 million in the last 3 months. That's more money raised in the past quarter than every candidate except former Vice President Joe Biden and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. But as she pointed out last night in New Hampshire, Warren's raising her money a little differently.
I don't go to closed-door fundraisers. I don't hang out with millionaires and corporate CEOs. I am building a grassroots movement, and I think as Democrats, we should ask that of every single one of them.
One other note from the road to 2020. Next year, Democrats in Iowa and Nevada will have the option to cast votes using one of these. So-called telecaucusing is designed to make it easier for older or disabled people or people stuck at work to participate in caucuses that are held at set times.
Telecaucus. That's democracy running amok. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, we just need to add. We got rid of Swalwell. Now we get this Yahoo.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you something. This guy and the governor, what is he from, Washington State, are going to duke it out on climate change? Because he's going to try to position himself as the climate change guru here. I think the governor of Washington is going to not want to hear that much of that. The other thing that's going to happen is, this guy's supposed to have all these signatures for impeaching Trump. Now, can he turn that into 100,000 individual unique donors to his campaign so we can get on a debate stage? Because if he didn't have 100,000, he ain't on the debate stage. And he may not want to be on the debate stage. From what I've seen of him, when I look at interviews and things, mm-hmm. he is obnoxious. He is a pompous blowhard if I've ever heard one. I think he'll come across stage as like the most obnoxious guy that women will want to go up and just slap him. Just why? Because he needs to be slapped. That's him. So I don't know. This guy may be comical to watch, but he is going to be out there. Okay, the Indiana family that lost their toddler,
yeah,
fell 11 stories. Well, there's a new twist to this, and it appears that what they're saying here is true from looking at the video footage of this. There's something that's kind of missing up on that floor, that deck, where the little girl was playing. I want you to listen to the story.
But first this, the lawyer representing the family of a toddler who died after falling off a cruise ship is blaming the cruise line for what happened. He says Chloe Wiegand's death was a preventable tragic accident. She fell 150 feet out of a window in Puerto Rico after her grandfather allegedly placed her in front of it. Don Daler is covering this developing story. Don, what else did the family's lawyer say?
Well, Michael Winkelman is disputing early reports from local officials that Chloe's grandfather lost his grip on her as he dangled her from a window. Instead, he says a window on the Royal Caribbean cruise was left open in a play area, and the grandfather did not realize it until it was too late.
We've all had that experience where someone walks into a glass sliding door thinking it's not there. This is the inverse of that.
The attorney for the family of 18-month-old Chloe Wiegand says she loved banging on the glass at her brother's hockey games. That's why her grandfather, Salvatore Anello, picked her up and sat her on a wooden rail in front of what he thought was a wall of enclosed glass windows.
He puts her up on there thinking that she's going to bang on the glass and it's going to be great. And she goes to bang on the glass, and the next thing he knows, she's gone.
Whoa. And there's actually a iPhone video that shows the wall, and to me it looks like it's not the glass is open, it's like the glass is not there. Because it's at night, mm-hmm. and you're getting a reflection from the lights in the back hitting the glass and the darkness outside, you know how that looks?
Sure, yeah.
And there's an area, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
There's no reflection back. How about that for a twist? See the lawsuit from this bad boy. Do you think a cruise line has much money?
Yes.
Do you think they also have possibly insurance?
Yeah, I think so.
I would look at maybe settling this one pretty quickly. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
Chloe fell out the window from the 11th story of the Freedom of the Seas cruise ship on Sunday while it was docked in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican authorities said they are investigating the incident and whether to pursue charges against Anello. But Winkelman says it's Royal Caribbean that needs to answer questions.
Why would you ever, in a kid's play area, put windows that passengers can open? It was reasonable to think that this was all glass, because from his perspective, it was all glass.
The little girl was on the ship with her father, a South Bend, Indiana police officer, her mother, siblings, and both sets of grandparents. It's unclear if anyone witnessed the incident.
There should be no open windows in children's play areas.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says investigators will quickly be able to determine what happened on the ship.
Every modern large cruise ship has at least 900 separate digital cameras that are recording 24/7. So if somebody goes over the side, they're going to see it, and they're going to know where it happened, and they're going to know when it happened.
Winkelman is hoping to get access to that surveillance video that Peter mentioned. He says Chloe's family is too distraught to speak publicly A spokesperson for Royal Caribbean told CBS News in a statement it's assisting local authorities in San Juan, and it has no further information to share at this point.
I can attest to all the cameras. I'm a cruiser kind of guy. There are cameras everywhere. You got to be really careful what you're doing and what you're not doing, because there's so many cameras out there. And particularly when you get out on the walkways, there are cameras everywhere. And they've got people that are constantly looking at those for security reasons. So that one will be interesting. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, final segment coming up. 272-9228. Well, you want to get your shots in? You better call.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, wow. That's where we are. On a Wednesday.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrows that need worship, we'll be gone. And the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of our wrong.
A couple of reminders here, folks, and I'm really serious about this. You want to take advantage of this. I mean, for a little bit of money, you're going to be able to keep memories forever by calling Dan Black Studios and see about those Betamax VHSs, 8mm, anything that you've got that's either digital or film, you can get him to convert it, or I'm sorry, tape or film, and you can get him to convert it to a digital format for you. He can either put it on DVD, but what I suggest is that you put it on a thumb drive. They're very inexpensive. He can do that conversion for you. And the thing is, you'll be able to play that on anything, and you can just duplicate it as much as you want to. You can pass it around. Maybe you've got photos and you want to, or slides, and you want to do a photo chain and have that stick, and then do what one of my friends is doing, a digital scrapbook out there. So take advantage of this. Give him a call at 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818. My good friend, Dan Blackwood, just do one thing for me. When you call him, tell him you're a Dan Marr Show listener and say, Dan, what's the Dan Marr Show listener special today? And let him give you a big discount, okay? He's going to take care of you. He's taking care of me. I tell you what, he's a great guy, personal friend of mine for literally 40 years. That's saying a lot. Let me get in here with Ken Cuccinelli, who we've actually had on the show, talking about border and the progress that's happened.
Look, the number of people taken into custody along the southern border dropping in June, a decline that U.S. authorities say reflects the impact of Trump's hard push on Mexico to step up its immigration enforcement.
Ken Cuccinelli serves as acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He joins us from D.C. to talk about the number. That's impressive that it would fall 28%, but right. It's still north of 100,000 people in a month.
Right, we've gone from calamity to mere disaster. The May numbers were unprecedented, and particularly given that over 70% of those people were in family units or unaccompanied children, that is very difficult to manage. And then you throw the kind of numbers on that happened in May, and it reached certainly epic proportions. Some of that has eased in June. The numbers dropped down to about 104,000 from 142,000, I want to say. Understand, that's still the third highest month in, I don't even know how many years. The last bit of data I looked at goes back to 2012. So we're still in crisis mode, but there's no question the president's handling of foreign policy, in particular with Mexico and the Northern Triangle, is helping to make a difference here. Mexico is now a better partner than they have been in recent memory. And I believe you're going to see more headway made with the Northern Triangle countries as well. And again, the president has taken some heat for withdrawing financial aid that we provided to those countries. It seems like the only way that others prior to this president believe we could go is to pay more, give more, do more, rather than to start withholding some things. America has a lot to offer, and that's making progress.
Ken Cuccinelli, by the way, is an excellent person for this job. He's well-spoken. He's got a legal mind, obviously. Very bright guy, but his delivery is really good. Now, he can get a little off sometimes, but he's going to be talking about the legislation is the fix, not what they're just doing down at the border and not just Mexico.
To not lose sight of the importance of this story and having you on as a guest, as a director of USCIS, you're the guy that swears in Americans who have waited 10, 15 years to go through this.
The people doing it by the law.
How do they feel about this? And is it time for Congress to change our asylum policies?
Look, we're not going to really get our arms around these numbers at the border until Congress acts. That is the best long-term approach. You know, I'm seeing some Congress people say, hey, I can't wait to go to parks in August and go on vacation. How about if you just stay and fix this problem? And we could do some things that the Obama administration argued for. Fix a family detention issue with a settlement called the Flores settlement. The Obama administration had the same position that the Trump administration has on that. Keeping children out of trafficking and repatriating them to their families. We have the same position the Obama administration had on that to fix those holes. These are some of the attractions that are bringing people here in droves illegally. And until we get rid of those incentives, and that requires congressional action, we're not going to see, we're not going to be able to declare victory in the long term over the problem at the southwest border.
And they don't want to do anything. because then that would give Donald Trump a win. And this, the whole deal of Mexico running interference, and just for the numbers, because they kind of passed by them pretty quickly, they went from 140,000 last month, down 28%, down to 100,000. To give you an idea how big that is, a year ago there were 25,000, so it's still four times the amount of a year ago. And these Democrats are still going out and touting bad information, talking about the fact that, well, it went down during the Obama was the big deporter-in-chief, if you remember, that's what they called him. Well, that's because he was sending them back over the border to Mexico, not to Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Two completely different animals. Let's pick up this next piece here, talking about that, Go ahead.
Cortez has gone down to the border, has been very critical of what's happening down there, did not vote for that funding bill last month. She was on a radio show here in New York with David Remnick. This is what she had to say about DHS.
Is not under DOJ. It's under the Department of Homeland Security. And so we have now...
Would you get rid of Homeland Security too?
I think so. I think we need to undo a lot of the egregious... mistakes that the Bush administration did. I feel like we are at a very qualified and supported position, at least in terms of evidence and in terms of being able to make the argument that we never should have created DHS in the early 2000s.
Ken, what's your reaction to that, to get rid of the Department of Homeland Security?
Point of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security was a response to the terrorist attacks of 9/11, where there was a complete failure of communication, or a thorough failure of communication, between federal agencies. And we always have to be on guard against falling back into that trap. And I would tell you that, as with the creation of Homeland Security, INS was broken up, the old INS. It was broken up into Customs and Border Patrol, into ICE, and into my agency, USCIS, and that creates new barriers to communication on the immigration issue. And, perhaps we could agree on some things with AOC. You want to get rid of ICE? Reform INS, and let us all work more efficiently again. Who knows if we could find some common ground there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's what she meant, but actually.
But notice how she put the blame on Bush and didn't even mention Obama. Joey?
Yes?
I want to thank you for a really good show.
This was a good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe.